Right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOA News Time 828, Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line, Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Becky Nirnberg.
Becky, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
We're doing all right. Busy time here. We're talking match day, even though the official event isn't coming up for quite some time, another good solid 7 to 8 months, but a big deadline coming up here shortly for those that want to be part of that.
Yes, our deadline is this coming Friday, March 25th, they have to have the applications into our office either online or they can drop them off in person by 5 p.m. on Friday.
All right. Applications available, I assume, on your website, Becky?
They're available on our website. If there's some people out there that aren't technologically savvy, I've fallen into that category occasionally, they can stop by our office and we'll give them a copy.
What is on the application form here, regardless of the format, but what is on the application form that organizations need to consider here before they fill things out and beat the deadline?
Well, they've got to have, we need all their information, like their board of directors, and if they're a 501c3, and they don't have to be, but we want information like that. We want their budget, and they have to have an operating budget of $175,000 or less, and they have to be located in one of the counties that we serve, which is Lyon County and all of the surrounding counties, the six surrounding counties. They have to be located in one of them. They have to have a charitable mission, charitable cause, and this year for the first time we're doing like all the other community foundations, and they have to have a fund with the Emporia Community Foundation.
Now, this is just a little bit of an adjustment. Obviously, you mentioned here about the establishment of that fund with the Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. That's adjustment number one. But then, as you mentioned here a few weeks back, the operational budget is another adjustment here for the group.
Right. When we first started out, it was, I believe, around $100,000. And as inflation and organizations grow, we've raised it, and last year it was 150, and we took a look at it, the committee did. We have a committee chaired by Ruth Wheeler, and they looked and they said, let's raise that up to 175,000, so their operating budget must be $175,000 or less. That way we can still get the small organizations into match day.
Well, how many organizations will be eligible for this funding, this match day go-around, Becky?
That is a good question, Ron. I threw that out to the committee when we met the last time. When we used to have it down at the mall, we were limited to only 25 organizations. We didn't have room for any more. Well, as many people know, we have a website now, and each organization has their own web page. So actually, it's unlimited. And I asked the committee how many, and they said, we're going to wait and see what kind of applications we get in, and then we'll determine how many are going to be in match day. So I can't really answer it right now. It's like, you know, when you work with committees, you think you know the answer, and then you walk in, and their decision takes you completely by surprise. So.
Could be more, could be less. Okay.
Exactly.
Stay tuned for that. So how have the applications, have they been coming in?
They have. Yeah. We've had some that have walked them through the door. We've gotten about 10 applications so far, and I expect them to really start coming in to the rest of this week.
As we look ahead here to Match Day, what are some of the other different preparation processes that are currently underway here through the Community Foundation?
Well, we will be going ahead and announcing who the Match Day participants are around the first week in May. And we have to have that much time because we have a committee meeting, select the organizations, and we send letters of acceptance out to the organizations. And we'll go ahead and announce them. We are going to have Match Day again this year at our office. It just worked out so well for us the last 2 years. Of course, we had to go to our office in 2020 because of the pandemic. And we decided to stay there last year. And we have a beautiful office. If nobody's been there, it's a very, very nice office. And we didn't have to break our computers down. We didn't have to move all kinds of things. We set up a photo backdrop, and it was just like a big party, and people came down there. And so we are going to have it at our office again. But Chuck, you did such a great job last year in announcing the recipients and how much they got. I believe we'll probably be going back to the mall for that again this year.
Well, regardless of where you go, I think I'll be there to do it. So looking forward to it. You know, one of the other things too, Becky, that we talk about, obviously, is this is a huge boost for these different community organizations and the niches that they fill, not just in Emporia now, but for you know, Lyon County and surrounding counties as well. But this is also really a showcase and a showpiece here for the Emporia Community Foundation and the work that you and Lonnie and all and your other staff and volunteers and board members are doing on a regular basis.
Well, thank you. It is. We couldn't do it without our volunteers. Of course, Lonnie is instrumental in everything at the foundation. And It showcases the generosity of the Emporia community. I really was completely shocked last year when we raised over $455,000 for the organizations. And people have the ability to go ahead and donate to the ones that really mean that they align with their mission. And so we try to get a good selection of different organizations, different areas, and it's just a great day for the greater Emporia community.
Well, I'd like to say this thing has blossomed, but I don't think that would be doing justice. It's exploded, really, the past number of years.
It was $133,000 more last year than in 2020. In 2020, we still had a great year.
It's just jaw-dropping. It really is. It's just been incredible, and it has benefited so many groups and organizations doing wonderful work here in and around the Emporia area now. Is your base money from your donors pretty much set to go this year, Becky?
We're still working on it. And if anybody would be interested in being a matching donor, we had a couple of individuals last year go together, and the base is $10,000 for a matching donor. And if you have a couple of families that want to go together and put in the $10,000, that $10,000 would be then divided up. And we would be part of the match day donations. And I also want to point out, too, that with all the money that's brought in, including matching donors and all of that, the Emporia Community Foundation does not keep any of the money. None of the donations that come in through the groups, none of the matching funds, none of the sponsorship money. We don't keep any of that money. This is our gift to the community.
How big can this get, Becky?
It's going to keep going.
I know.
Awesome. Well, Becky, again, remind folks about not only the deadline time, but also, again, how people and organizations can get their applications to you before that 5 p.m. or before the deadline for coming up Friday.
The deadline is this Friday, March 25th at 5 p.m. They must have their applications to us at that time. The application is on our website, or they can stop into our office. The application, if they go on the home page, on the very front page of our website, and click on Match Day, they can get the application there. We also have, and I want to say, too, we have a number of grants with deadlines coming up, and they can go to our grant tab and go down to under available grants. And we have grants available that we give out throughout the year. But the deadline is this Friday at 5 p.m. And if they can't get it on the website, they can come on in the office and see me, and I'll print a copy out for them.
The Emporia Community Foundation continuing to do great work for us all. Becky, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Becky.
Thank you guys so much. You do so much for us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Becky. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Becky Nirenberg joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment. The 2022 Match Day application deadline is coming up this Friday, and we can't wait to see who will be on the list this year, Chuck.
Absolutely. Want to let you know that as we look at tomorrow's schedule on the Live and Local calendar, we will have the ESU Buzz with Emporia State University. That'll be coming up at 8:20 tomorrow. So the Newsmaker 2 segment will slide to 8:40, and we'll get a chance to chat with new Emporia Planning and Zoning Coordinator Justin Givens, talking about his goals and objectives for that department.
You know, the Newman Regional Health folks are celebrating 100 years this
yeah.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So State Farm Insurance. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not Pete. You know, Pete hadn't been around 100 yet. But
he's going to have some people probably telling him that. What's it like 100 years ago?
They're going to be acknowledging 100 years later on this year. So be listening for more details on that. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272 for a quote. Today, State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It's 8:38.
My name is Mike Argerbright. I have supported testing for COVID-19 in our schools and athletic